So life is a road, you know. And it began the moment we come into this world. It's a road we have to travel. Muhammad said of himself, peace be on him, he said, I'm like a traveler in the world. And I stop under a tent. And I guess the tent is the compass that you finally reach. And then he returns to his God. Life is over. And so it is for all of us. Life is a journey. Life is a road. The poets, the philosophers, and the preachers of religion, we all know that life is a journey. We begin, the first step is with the life that God created for us. This life that we know, that all of us know, our human life, our flesh bodies, that serve us as a home and a transport. We live in this body, and this body transports us. That's the first life. That's the life God made. And God tells us of this life and promises us another life better than this one. God says he knows his creation. Say, who can know creation better than the one who created it and has been around for all periods of time, observing it, watching it, since the very first day of creation? God has been aware of his creation. So it says, who knows better than the God that has created and has been around for all times? Then God says of his creation that we are created from a small life germ placed in a place of rest. That's inside the female, or inside of our wife. Placed in a place of rest. And it starts to develop. And it develops into a clot from murky white fluid. Whitish fluid. It develops into a clot of blood. And God goes on to tell us how it begins to take on form higher and higher. It becomes like a morsel of flesh or a fetus lump with no bones. And then God says that he continues the creation of that life until it becomes complete with flesh, all clothing, clothed all over the bones, nice looking figure. Then he gives it into the world. And then God says, thereafter, there comes to it another creation. Khalqan akhar. Thereafter, there comes thumma khalqan akhar. Thereafter, there comes to it another creation. And then God says, God is the best of creators. Ahsanul khaliqin. God is the best of creators. And it says in another reference to this same progression, developmental steps that we take, that God ordained for us or created us to take in order to come to the condition that we are here, full human being in good shape. And he says, blessed be the name of God, the best of creators. Isn't it wonderful? The best of creators. Then God says, do you think God is unaware of what you are doing? Those led by the ones who are not looking to know how the designer, the great artist, God himself, how he wants the world to form, but they've gone out on their own, arbitrarily. They have taken upon themselves the authority to shape a world for other human beings. And they designed their world to be a huge womb, creating man all over again after God has created him. They design the environment to be a huge womb in which they place human life so that it will be created all over again. You didn't know Satan was a creator, did you? Some of you didn't know that. Yes, Satan is a creator. Says nothing that God revealed to his servant that Satan didn't conspire to do the likes of it. So God creates, Satan wants to create. And he does create. Now, why am I saying that? Because you all that are in trouble and can't trust human beings, you can't trust the establishment, you can't trust the system, you can't trust the preacher, you can't trust the rabbi, you can't trust the imam, you can't trust yourself, you don't have faith in anything. I want to tell you that this may be your day more than it is anybody else's. Because I think most of us need to do just that. Just stop trusting everything. And then maybe we'll find the right thing. How did man come to truth? By first doubting. Yes, by first doubting. He said, I'm looking at this, but I don't think this is all of it. I don't think this is the last picture. I don't think this is the last word. He said, I'm going to have to question this and search it. He questioned it. He searched it. And he came up with another meaning. A meaning that he didn't have when he first looked at it. So man came to better and richer and more productive ideas by doubting the things he was looking at. A very wise and pious old man, my old friend, Muhammad Abdullah of San Francisco back then. But then he moved to Haywood and he died in Haywood. May God give him paradise. He told me once, he said, you know, our kalima, our sacred creed, our holy creed, sacred creed, he said, it begins with a negative. It says no before it says yes. It says, La ilaha illallah. There is no God to worship except the God. So it begins with a negative. And we know where we got this creed from, Abraham, our father Abraham. In the story of his searching the creation and doubting that these things that his father worshiped was God, brought him to say, none of these things are God. The story ends with him witnessing a sunrise, a beautiful sunrise, after he had studied the stars all night long. And he saw stars fall. He said, you cannot be my God. My God is not one to fall. And then when the sun began to rise, it was a splendid morning. I guess the atmosphere and everything was just right for that beautiful sunrise. He said, oh, this is a splendid one rising. This must be the God. And the story goes, it's to teach us, you know, it's a story to teach us. And the story goes that he sat and observed it until it began to decline. And when his light went out, it set, he said, oh no, you can't be my God. My God is not one to set. And his conclusion was that all of these things was on some kind of plan. And the planner was God. That was his conclusion. And that's why I said earlier, we follow the order of Abraham, the upright in his nature. That's in our holy book. Say, Millati Ibrahim Hanifa, the order of Abraham, the upright in his nature. So much for that. Getting back to the first step in the road. So God creates human beings, and human beings are born innocent. All human beings are born innocent. Our criminal law, in the history of study of the criminal law of the United States, we find that there was a time it was interrupted by a belief that we criminals could be protected from society by neutering them, castrating them, so they wouldn't have more children or more criminals, wouldn't give birth to more criminals. We know that law existed for a while, but the good sense came back and they got rid of that law. So that tells us that civilized nations don't believe that criminality can be inherited. You can get it from your mother and your father. Think about that. That's our belief. Allah, God that is, He tells us over and over that everyone has a clean slate when he's born. And not only that, those who have been deceived by the Satan have been deceived by just ignorance and lost the good life. That once they take shahada, that means once they declare themselves openly and with witnesses, that they are divorcing themselves from that kind of life to serve God as witnesses and to follow Muhammad's example. God says everything prior to that is wiped clean as though you're a newborn baby with no sin. This is Islam. As though you're a newborn baby without any sin. Now, you know the same idea as in Christian, is reborn again. Born again Christian. So you have a chance to be born again in Islam too. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, the Lord, Keeper of the world. Yes. So we began with innocent life. This human life, this flesh we got, is innocent until our thinking becomes wrong. It's innocent. Babies learn love right away from their mothers. And they learn trust, faith, right away from their mothers. They come out just today, and in a few minutes, they're resting peacefully against the bosom of the mother. Trusting the mother, not fearing anything, leaving it all to the mother to protect them. That's innocent life. That's innocent life. So we start with this human, this physical flesh, this body, which is good, come from God. And so far, no one has been able to create this flesh body. They can only use what God has created and make certain, maybe a bystep a few important things, you know, bypass a few important things, make it happen quicker or something, you know, or they maybe can take something from the life, and instead of putting it where God wants to be, they put it in a tube somewhere, they put it in a protected environment, and they do something with it, but they haven't created the life, they're just using the life that God created. And even that's proven to be very risky. Huh? Yes. So we can trust our human life to support our good dreams and aspirations, or aspirations. We can support, we can trust this. In fact, when we start to have dangerous thoughts, the body becomes alarmed, and you may break out in sweat. Or you may start stuttering, and you never stuttered in your life. That's your own nature telling you, hey, I'm not comfortable with what you got on your mind now, nigga. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. I forgot, not supposed to use that big N word. They call it little N word. I call it big N word. Not supposed to use that word. I'm sorry, forgive me. Yes, so we can trust the life that God created. But what's giving us trouble is the life that we create. As God says, He is the best of creators. That's to tell the wisest among us, working behind closed doors, working in secrecy, having secret counsels, planning man's life in secrecy. God is speaking to them through a human being. Muhammad, a man that he revealed these things to. And he's telling them in their secret places, I know you're creators, but I'm the best of creators. And don't think I have not been observing what you have been doing with my creation. And I'm going to call them back to the life I gave them in paradise. Islam is the call to life. Hayy ala salat. Hayy means come to life, come alive. Come alive. Hayy, come alive. Ala salat, come alive for prayer. Come alive for prayer. Say it twice. Hayy ala salat. Hayy ala salat. Say it twice. Why? Because you had a good mind. It was the mind that your good nature gave you. So if you're still in that good mind, come still, because you have to be educated. It's not enough to be innocent and good. You have to be educated. And don't think education is just for those who want to get a certificate from high school or college or whatever. Education is for every human being born. Yes. And that's why God have preachers and messengers, and that's why we have men who take it upon themselves to inform the public and have the public be better educated. We are not left to the mercy of these institutions, although they are much needed and we have to support them, and they are our best help, these excellent schools we got, public schools and private schools. Yeah, we know that. But we are not entirely upon the mercy of those institutions, because God will inspire and awaken a politician or a social worker or just a common person who's satisfied just to go and punch a clock and punch in and punch out and go back home and watch TV and go to sleep and enjoy whatever in the house and go back to work. Sometime he'll get a change, as I said earlier. A change will come over that person. And that person will be the one to say the public is kept too stupid. The public needs to be informed. Yes. So that's God. That's God in us. That's God in us that won't let us just suffer and suffer and suffer something that he has created us to rise above or with the power to change. God will move us to the point and we have to do something about it.
More on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.